follow-up issues. Firstly, on statelessness. We have noted that the law on foreign nationals, in particular Article 3, paragraph 20, is in line with international standards. And I note that there is cooperation with the UNHCR there in that regard. I would like to know, what are the follow-up mechanisms that have been implemented to, above all, assess training programs for professionals in order to afford protection to stateless persons? And could you provide us with the number of stateless persons, in other words, statistics? That's the first question. My second question now is of concern. I did mention the amendment to the law on foreign nationals. This was an amendment that took place last year in Article 33, based on which a non-national who has received a definitive refusal of his international application for protection should be able to benefit from rights under 33, Article 33, until he has left the country, but up to a maximum of 30 days only. This deprives him then of socioeconomic rights and the right to health, the right to housing, to food. Now, of course, you have added exceptions to that law. And so I would like to have more detailed information, perhaps even in writing, within the deadline assigned to you. Turning now to the protection of children. It is true that the state has undertaken significant measures in terms of protecting childhood. Now, in terms of all of the initiatives taken, when it comes to appeals for children who have undergone injustices or violations of their rights, what assistance mechanisms are there for access to justice? The RCR had discussed a mechanism in that regard. So how can you ensure that there is an assistance mechanism in place to enable children to have access to the justice system? These are children who have undergone injustices or infringements to their fundamental basic rights. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hajar, for those further questions you requested. Now, Mr. Tarai, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. Thank you, delegation, for your experience.